So actually, this will be our first program in a series of lectures on overcoming devotional service. Now, uno momento, Dattapada Vedavanye Malavrena. I'm very happy, Vairavesha Prabhu, that we finally, after years of separation, how many years maybe? 2, 3, 4. 3, yes, we finally meet. I could very distinctively hear your voice. I knew Vairavesha, I see when you were rehearsing. Yeah. So. Very much looking forward to hear the golden, the nightingale of Belgrade. Om Namo Bhagavate. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskati Adesha Dharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Preta Garada Sivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In translation, once again, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost.
Ako postaneš svestan mene, mojom milošću ćeš nadići sve prepreke i uslovine u životu. Međutim, ako ne deluješ u takvoj svesnosti, već deluješ pod utjecajem lažnog ja, ne slušajući me, bit ćeš izgubljen.
Yes. There are many realistic obstacles which are in our way when we want to make spiritual advancement, and they need to be overcome so that we can become Krishna conscious.
Postoje mnogo prepreka u našem duhovnom životu i one moraju da budu otklonjene da bi mogli da postanemo svesni Krišne.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that just to be born in this present age of Kali does not give us the best qualifications, so to say, in order to engage in Krishna in spiritual life.
U Bhagavatama je rečeno da već samim tim što smo rođeni u Kali Jugi nije baš da imamo puno kvalifikacija.
In comparison to other ages, our lifetime is very short in this age.
U poređenju sa drugim dobima, naš životni vek je jako kratak u ovom dobu.
Generally people tend to be very quarrelsome.
Ljudi su jako svadljivi u ovom dobu.
Continental wars and personal wars.
Kontinentalni ratovi i lični ratovi.
They are, it's described, don't be shocked, but they are lazy as far as spiritual self-realization is concerned.
Nemojte se šokirati, ali što se tiče duhovnih stvari, oni su tu lenji.
And unhappy.
I nesresni.
And more than anything, they are always disturbed in this age.
I najviše od svega oni su uvek uznemireni u ovom dobu.
So you can understand from this that it's not the best age for spiritual life.
Znači možemo shvatiti da ovo nije baš najbolje doba za duhovni život.
There are obstacles on our path.
Postoje prepreke na našem putu.
One devotee prays, my dear Lord, I see my path is full of obstacles.
Jedan bhakta se moli, dragi moj gospodine, ja vidim svoj put koji je pun prepreka.
I do need a stick
meni
to walk.
Meni treba štap da bih hodao.
The stick of the mercy of great devotees.
Štap milosti velikih bhakta.
In addition to these very realistic obstacles of Kali Yuga, this age of quarrel, there is also the problem of Maya.
Pored svih tih nedaća u ovom dobu postoji takođe i Maya.
Maya has two effects.
Maya ima dva efekta.
It throws us into a difficult situation.
Baca nas u teške situacije.
And then it entirely covers our perception of what is good and what is not good for us.
A drugo totalno prekriva našu percepciju šta o tome šta je dobro, a šta je loše za nas.
Therefore, we say in our philosophy that people are bound up by Maya.
Dakle, u našoj filozofiji mi kažemo da su ljudi vezani Majom.
They are thrown in the prison of material life and then they are totally covered by the prison bars of attachment.
Zatvoreni su, znači, u tom materijalnom životu i vezani su tim okovima vezanosti.
When you start your spiritual life, or let us say when you are even in the middle of your spiritual life, you will feel the effects of Maya and the effects of Kali Yuga in your life.
Ako ste na početku ovog procesa ili ako ste već podmakli, znači negde na sredini, još uvek osjećat ćete i efekat Maje i efekat ovog doba Kali.
And it's not, let me say like this, just the fact that you are practicing Krishna consciousness doesn't really mean that you won't be tested by Maya.
Znači, ako vi praktikujete svjesnost Krišne, to ne znači da vas Maja neće testirati.
I think all of us who are a little older in spiritual life know what I'm referring to.
Dakle, svi vi koji ste malo duže u duhovnom životu znate na što mislim.
Prabhupada says, after all, to give up one's life completely for serving the Lord is not an easy thing, and Maya tests.
Na kraju kreva Prabhupada je rekao da napustiti sve kompletno i samo služiti Krišnu nije uopšte laka stvar i Maja će testirati.
Yes. And Srila Prabhupada spoke about young devotees like us. He said, my disciples, they have become a little detached from Maya's love.
I on je komentarisao, on je govorio, moji učenici, oni su postali malo nevezani za Maja's love.
Yeah, Maya's love or lust.
Aha, za tu ljubav ili požudu Maja.
Yes, and now they want Krishna's love or endless, fully rewarding love.
A sada žele Krišninu ljubav ili beskrajnu, potpuno nagrađujuću ljubav.
But they have not yet developed totally to the point of Krishna consciousness, so they're still in danger.
Znači, oni se nisu još uvek potpuno razvili do potpune svjesnosti Krišne, tako da su još uvek u opasnosti.
Any spiritual path which tells you just move into this house and you will be saved, that's a lying path.
Svaki put koji priča o tome da treba samo da napustite kuću, znači da se odreknete toga i bit ćete spašeni je čista laž, to je lažni put.
Once Srila Prabhupada walked with a few disciples through Tehran, Persia, on a morning walk.
Jednom je Prabhupada šetao sa svojim učenicima kroz Tehran, Persiji, na jutarnju šetnju.
And they began to talk. And they talked about very interesting subject matters, and I do have a transcript of this, and would like to read a little for you.
I pričali su o jako zanimljivoj temi koju ja sad ovde imam i želio bih malo da vam pročitam to.
To be recognized by Krishna, one has to pass and pass examinations.
Da bi nekoga Krishna prepoznao, osoba mora da prođe test.
Severe examinations.
Oštre ispite i testove.
And then there was one disciple with him, Atreya Rishi, who was a Muslim, and he said, in the Quran there it is also described that to go to the spiritual world one has to pass over a dangerous bridge.
I jedan od njegovih učenika, Atreya Rishi, koji je bio inače musliman, je rekao da je u Koranu zapisano da a kad neko dođe do duhovnog sveta, onda mora da pređe jedan jako opasan most.
And there is fire on both sides of the bridge.
I postoji vatra na obe strane mosta.
And it's very thin, like a razor's edge.
I jako je tanka, kao oštrica brijača.
And then they have to run over the bridge with eyes closed. It's so shocking to look that you can only, you know, close the eyes and run.
I to je tako šokantno vidjeti.
And Allah helps you.
I onda, to je jako šokantno i onom osoba mora bukvalno žmureći da protrči kroz taj most.
And Prabhupada very enthusiastically says, a similar description is there. Vapavam budhivatsa padam 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 padam. Vipadam tesham. He says, there's a great ocean of material existence which you have to pass.
I Prabhupada je rekao, da, postoji slični uvedama, postoji ogromni okean ove materijalne egzistencije koji treba da prođete.
But by Krishna's mercy, it becomes small, like the, what is it, the impression of a calf, of a, one moment, it has to be very correctly said, like the impression of a hoofprint of a calf.
Dakle, ali Krishnino milošću taj okean može da se smanji na veličinu otiska teletovog papka.
Yeah. Prabhupada says, that is natural. No, this test is natural. There is a word, acid test.
Znači, Prabhupada je rekao, postoji ta reč, taj kiselinski test.
And then, passing the test means executing the order of the spiritual master.
A prolazeći test znači položiti, izvršavati naredbu duhovnog učitelja.
That is spiritual life.
I to je duhovni život.
One has to take the order from the spiritual master and execute it despite all impediments.
Znači osoba treba da uzme te instrukcije duhovnog učitelja i da ih sprovede bez obzira na sve prepreke.
That is determination.
To je odlučnost.
Yes. This is like we had in this verse. The spiritual master will give you a stick, a walking stick, so that you can somehow pass.
Dakle, duhovni učitelj će vam dati štap za hodanje sa kojim ćete nekako proći.
So today we will talk a little bit on the about the walking stick which Srila Prabhupada and our different spiritual masters have given us so that we can cross over the obstacles in devotional service.
Danas ćemo malo pričati o tom štapu kojim
štapu, yes.
koji ćemo, za koji možemo da pređemo taj materijalni okean.
But before I will start, I want to ask you, what obstacles do you personally see on the path of Sefri, of Krishna consciousness?
Ali prvo želim ja vas da pitam, kakve prepreke vi vidite na putu predanog služenja?
I want to understand a little bit from where you are coming.
Želim prvo da shvatim odakle dolazite.
And how much you have thought already about the subject matter.
Znači, koliko ste već mislili u vezi sa ovom temom?
What do you consider an obstacle in spiritual life?
Šta smatrate preprekom u duhovnom životu?
Maya. It's very simple in one word.
Jednostavno.
Larsen and Diego, yes, in my mind. Oh. Yeah. Offenses.
Uvrede.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. There are six even. You have forgotten one.
Dakle, navela je šest neprijatelja, požudu, pohlepu, gnev, iluziju, ludilo i zavist.
Yes. So, I hope the atmosphere will not become hopeless now. Don't worry, we will have solutions for material problems.
Nadam se da neće sad atmosfera odjedno postati beznadežna. Imamo rešenje.
Do you feel everything is covered? More or less, isn't it?
Da li mislite da je sve obuhvaćeno? Više manje.
Bhairavesha said Maya, I felt like, ooh, yes, that's Maya.
Bhairavesha je rekao Maya, ja sam osnovio, pa da, jest, Maya.
Material desires,
yes. Material desires.
I would also add old habits sometimes can be an obstacle.
Dakle, isto tako, stare navike mogu biti prepreka.
Or that we sometimes have a balkanitska temperamenta.
Ponekad imamo taj balkanski temperament.
Or a German temperament, or a Swedish temperament, or an English temperament.
Ili švedski, engleski.
And there's really no, just our material natures.
To su, dakle, materijalne prirode.
And just the mode of passion can be an obstacle.
Ili samo guna strasti može biti prepreka.
Yes, but we don't want to call out the names of all the obstacles, otherwise we will just, you know, cry and become frustrated and think, okay, no chance for me.
Ali nećemo sad da nabrojamo sve prepreke da ne bi sad plakali samo nema šanse za mene.
I want to start today with one obstacle which is called the mind.
Želim da večeras da počnem sa jednom preprekom koja se zove um.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that someone who has controlled the mind has reached him already.
Dakle, Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita da onaj koji kontroliše svoj um već ga je dostigao.
Yes, many of the problems which we see really are only there in the mind.
Mnogi problemi koje mi vidimo su zapravo samo u umu.
The Vedas say to us, O children of immortality, who have once resided in the eternal kingdom of God, now listen.
U Vedama je rečeno, o deco besmrtnosti, koje ste nekad prebivali u Božjem carstvu, sada slušajte.
Even a saintly person will sometimes experience that his thoughts are changing.
Čak i sveta osoba će nekad videti da se njegove misli menjaju.
There is the nature of the mind.
To je priroda uma.
It can all of a sudden produce pictures and impressions and problemskis which seem to be as big as the Himalayan mountains, but they're only in the mind.
Može onda napraviti takve probleme koji su probleme ili neke razne prepreke koje nama mogu izgledati ogromni problemi kao himalajske planine, ali to je zapravo sve samo u umu.
I remember once a god brother of mine, I said it already yesterday evening, but it was very nice. Sri Vishnupad was sitting in Abantoya and he was explaining a revolutionary concept and some of his disciples had just difficulties to accept it.
Sjećam se jednom na tom seminaru Radom Toeru, Sri Vishnupad je govorio
a revolutionary concept and a new concept.
Znači novi koncept na neku revoluciju, novi neki preokret i onda jedan brat po Bogu Maharadža, on nije se baš složio sa svim tim.
And then he just leaned back and smiled, you know how he smiles.
Ja se samo smešio.
And then he said, you know, the only difference between you and me is in the mind.
I onda je rekao, kaže, naš jedina razlika između tebi i mene je u umu.
Very good, isn't it? A very good explanation. Krishna. Yeah. Now it's very difficult when we are in the material atmosphere, let me say, it's very difficult to keep a pure spiritual mind.
Kada smo u materijalnoj atmosferi, jako je teško održati čist duhovni um.
Because the mind is constantly filled with a stream of material impressions.
Jer je um konstantno ispunjen tom izmaglicom materijalnih utisaka.
The mind is constantly talking to you.
Znači, um konstantno govori vama.
Now do this, now do that, even in the night time.
sad uradi ovo, sad uradi ono, čak i noću.
Like a constant radio.
Kao radio, stalno.
Nuvele, nuvele, senzacioneski, you know. It's all material, generally, at least a good percentage of it is just material.
Znači, dobar procenat svega toga je samo u stvari materijal.
A devotee can only more or less have a breakthrough in dealing with his mind when one day he makes a realization.
Znači, bhakta može to da da prođe kroz taj um ako jedan dan zapravo doživi tu spoznaju.
This realization is very important if you want to have a peaceful spiritual life.
Ta spoznaja je jako važna ako želite da imate miran duhovni život.
It means you understand I am different from my mind.
Dakle, treba da shvatite, pa ja sam različit od svog uma.
If you do not learn to observe the wanderings of your mind in a distanced way.
Ako ne naučite da posmatrate lutanja vašeg uma sa distance,
you will see take everything deadly serious what he says.
Onda ćete sve shvatiti što on kaže jako jako ozbiljno.
In spiritual life the breakthrough happens really when you decide to control your mind.
U duhovnom životu taj prolaz se zaista odigrava kada zaželite već da jednom da kontrolišete svoj um.
When you say enough,
kada kažete dosta.
I don't want to be a servant of you any longer.
Ne želim više da budem tvoj sluga.
I have served you for so many lifetimes.
Toliko života sam te služio.
You have not made me happy.
A još me nisi usrećio.
Just stop now please.
Sad molim te prekini.
Listen to the holy names and to spiritual philosophy.
Sada slušaj sveto ime i filozofiju.
You have to do, you know, what do you do when the radio just goes on and on and on? At one stage you go like bang and out and stop it, you know.
Šta vi radite kada je radio konstantno uključen i stalno radi, samo dođete i isključite ga?
Yes. Please, my dear devotees, you are eternal souls.
Dragi moji bhakte, vi ste večne duše.
Be determined.
Budite odlučni.
Say no to the devil. Say no.
Recite ne đavolu, ne.
To the materialistic mind, which always...
Materialističkom umu koji uvek zvoca.
Yes. Then you can make advancement.
I onda možete učiniti napredak.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a very nice example which is very easily to be understood by those who practice already Krishna consciousness.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur daje jedan primer koji je lako mogu primeniti oni koji već praktikuju svesnost Krishna.
In our tradition there are fasting days.
U našoj tradiciji postoje dani posta.
And sometimes one gets very hungry during a fasting day. Very hungry.
I poneki put se desi da neko jako gladni tokom tih dana.
One only thinks of food, food, food.
Samo misli o hrani.
But because one has made the determination, for instance, on Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi to just fast, somehow it works, it goes.
Ali ako neko bude odlučan u tome da sledi post do kraja, kao na primjer na Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi, na neki način to uspeva.
In the same way, one should fix up a determination in his mind and then just do it.
Na sličan način osoba treba samo da usredsredi se na tu odlučnost i samo to da uradi.
That works always.
I to uvek radi.
In modern psychology, this is called neurolinguistic programming.
To u modernoj psihologiji se zove neurolingvistički
programski, yes, programming, yes. It's very simple. You just fix a determination and then you just do it.
Znači, samo se usredsredite na tu odlučnost i samo sprovedete to.
Or, for instance, someone of us, most of us have done the vow of celibacy.
Većina vas je, na primjer, dala zavet celibata.
And so even if there is a beautiful member of the opposite sex, we know, well, it's the body, but I keep to my lifestyle. Yes.
Čak i ako vidimo nekog osobu suprotnog pola koja je jako lepa, mi razmišljamo da to je telo, ali ja ću da održavam svoj način života.
You can actually train that.
Vi zapravo možete da se istrenirate tako.
But if you the secret is you have to train it or make the determination before the difficult situation comes.
Znači, ali morate da razvijete tu odlučnost pre nego što dođe u teškoće.
Therefore in fasting, if you want to fast for a day, the secret is just one day before the fasting day, you just put this into the mind. Okay, today we will have no grains, for instance.
Znači, trik je sa postom da jednostavno dan pre toga spremite svoju i kažete neće biti žitarice.
Yes. So we feel and we see in many great writings of the Vaishnavas how they control their mind by just fixing a certain determination, and then when the difficult situation comes, they just works. They don't, no question.
Okay, veliki Vaishnavi su to radili na taj način. Jednostavno su se sredili na to.
You must know that the mind has really two directions in which it can flow.
Ima dva smera u kojima može da se kreće.
It is not always your enemy, the mind, or in any way bad. It just depends on what direction the mind goes.
Nije da je vaš uvek vaš neprijatelj, zavisi od pravca u kome se kreće.
It can go para, that means a transcendental direction. You can think of Krishna and spiritual things, or it can go avara, the material direction.
Znači, može se kreći ili na para pravcu, znači ka svjesnosti Krišna, ka duhovnom životu, ili obrnuto apara.
For someone who has not learned to control the mind, it will most properly go into the material direction.
Za onoga ko nije navikao da kontroliše svoju, njegov um će verovatno ići nadol.
Like a maladece who always goes where it is not supposed to go.
Kao kod male dece čiji um stalno ide tamo gde ne treba.
I think our Sanatan remembers when the boys were very small, they always run, you know, where the knives are, or where the dogs are passing, or, you know, they want to eat it, and, you know, just, you know, maladete, yes.
Kao, na primjer, Sanatan se sjeća kad su njegovi sinovi bili još manji pa su išli i, recimo, igrali su se sa noževima ili su prolazili tamo gde je, recimo, neki pas imao veliku nuždu i onda bi htjela to da jedu i tako.
You know maladeces? You have experience?
Imate iskustvo sa malom decom.
Oh, and then they go to the record and they want to scratch it.
Dolaze do ploče, onda žele malo da repuju.
This is how the mind, when it is in the material direction, it flows into the wrong direction and creates hell in heaven.
I tako taj loš smer predstavlja praktično pakao u raju.
So when you see that your mind starts, your uncontrolled mind starts to go in the material direction, you should immediately react before it's too late.
Dakle, čim vi vidite da vaš se kreće u tom neželjenom smeru, odmah morate da reagujete.
When you see how it becomes materially more attracted your mind.
Kad vidite da vaš više materijalno privučen.
When you see you have all kinds of desires for which are not really helpful for your spiritual development. You should be alarmed.
Kada vidite da vam se javljaju razne želje koje nisu baš od pomoći u vašem duhovnom životu, onda treba da budete alarmantni.
I want to give you 7 things which you can do.
Ja želim da vam predložim 7 stvari koje možete da učinite.
The first is you should know if you feel this dissatisfaction in you that maybe you do not have a mental stimulus, something which inspires you in your life.
Dakle, ako osjećate to neko nezadovoljstvo, moguće je da nemate neki mentalni stimulans, neko zadovoljstvo koje će vas malo pokrenuti.
You have to engage the mind by having a good mental stimulus.
i moramo da angažujemo um tako što ćemo da mu damo neki dobar mentalni stimulans.
I want to give you a very personal, let me say, a very good thing which my God brothers often do. When we feel, you know, the mind is not totally satisfied, we just give it a project.
Znači, to moja braća po Bogu jako često rade, kada ovaj um tak ide na taj način, onda jednostavno damo umu neki
project. A project, yes, project.
Projektor, aha.
Not projector.
Projektor, da.
Is your mind with us? It could be better even.
Yes.
Yes. Project, not project. We are not speaking about slideshows. At the present moment.
Ne pričamo slideshow.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Znači nešto o čemu ćemo da mislimo.
Something to do.
Nešto da uradim.
Something which inspires us.
Nešto što će nas inspirisati.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you want to make spiritual advancement, there are four areas which cannot be neglected.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao da postoje četiri polja koja ne smemo da zanemarimo.
Physical health.
To je znači prvo fizičko zdravlje.
Mental stimulus.
Mentalni stimulans.
The social dimension, that means good relationship to important spiritual people.
Znači, društvena ta dimenzija je isto.
And reading in the scriptures.
I čitanje iz pisa.
You need to means that the mind is not satisfied. There are no stimulating thoughts inside of it.
Dakle, ako vam se desi da ne možete ili nećete da se koncentrišete na duhovni život, onda vaš um zapravo nije zadovoljen jer nema neki stimulans.
The second thing which you can do to control your mind is to give it something to do.
A drugi način da kontrolišete svoj um je da mu date nešto, da ga zaokupite nečim.
Srila Prabhupada once told us the story of a few monks who went on a pilgrimage.
Prabhupada nam je jednom govorio o dva monaha koji su išli na hodočašće.
Not dva, but a few.
A nekoliko.
Yeah. And it happened that one of them before was a professional thief.
I desilo se da među tim monasima jedan od njih je bio profesionalni lopov.
Before. Yes. One early morning, he just developed the desire to steal something.
I onda odjednom, rano jutro, u njemu je uzavrela želja da nešto ukrade.
There were only monks there.
A bili su samo monasi tu.
And then he just, you know, it's compulsive, this desire. Like you call it kleptomania.
Zapravo je bio, javio se kleptomanski sindrom.
Yes, yes, yes. So he had to do something, and therefore he started to open the bundles of the monks.
I onda mora je nešto da uradi, i onda je počeo da otvara zavežlje od monaha.
But then just before he stole, actually, he thought, wait a minute, čekaj, this is very sinful.
Ali samo što nije uzeo, samo trenutak pre nego što je uzeo te stvari, pomislio je, čekaj, kako mogu da kradem?
So, but he had to do something.
Ali mora nešto da uradi.
So what he did is he took one bundle and walked over to the corner of the room, put it there, took another bundle, took it in another part of the room, and in this way, all the bundles, Hare Krishna, all the bundles were mixed. Then the monks woke up.
I onda je uzeo jedan zavežljaj, stavio ga na drugi kraj, onda jedan drugi zavežljaj, stavio ga na neki drugi kraj i tako ih je sve ispremeštao.
Then they woke up to get their soap and their towels for the morning bath, they couldn't find it.
I kada su se monasi probudili i tražili svoje sapune i peškire, ništa nisu mogli da nađu.
And only after some time, you know, they found it in a totally different place, their bundle.
I onda posle izvesnog vremena našli su ih, ali na totalno drugim mestu.
They asked what happened.
I pitali su šta se desilo.
Then this man oprostite, I'm a professional thief.
I onda je čovjek rekao, oprostite, ali ja sam profesionalni lopov.
I wanted to steal, but then I didn't do it because of some good sense in me. But I had to do something, so I'm sorry, I just mixed it.
Dakle, ja sam teo da ukradim, ali predomislio sam, ali morao sam nešto da uradim, tako da malo sam ispred nešto stvari, oprostite.
So when you see how your professional mind, you know, starts to get back to its old habits or thought patterns, just give it something else to do.
I kad vidite da sledeći put vaš profesionalac počne da se okreće nekim starim stvarima, samo angažujte ga nečim.
Just you have to engage it.
Znači morate da ga angažujete.
Yes, engage it. Yes. Now, another method you can apply is you can change your glasses.
Drugi metod koji možete da sprovedite je da promenite naočare.
With different glasses you see things differently.
Drugim naočarima vi mislite drugčije.
I want to give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
Vera, can I have your glasses please? You will get them back, no problem. How do you see through these glasses? Are they good? Yeah?
Kako vidiš kroz te naočare? Vidiš dobro?
Do you see very clearly through them?
Da li jasno vidiš kroz them?
Then I will also try.
Onda ću ja isto da probam.
I cannot see very clearly.
Ali ja ne vidim baš najjasnije.
Are you sure you see?
Jesi siguran da je?
It is a very strange experience in my life.
Čudno bilo iskustvo.
As if I'm under anesthesia.
Izgleda mi kao da sam pod anestezijom.
Krishna, I think you get the idea.
Mislim da ste shvatili.
His glasses are not for me.
Znači, njegove naočare nisu za mene.
Now, often, very often, we have a material vision, material glasses on our eyes.
Dakle, mi jako često imamo materijalne vizije na našoj naočare.
We see through the eyes of our own misconceptions.
Mi gledamo kroz oči naših sopstvenih loših koncepcija.
And we see everything blurry. Blurry.
I sve vidimo zamagljeno.
Yes. And we try harder.
I onda napregnemo se dalje.
But it doesn't work.
Ali to ne radi.
Often you need a better glasses to see properly.
Dakle, treba vam bolje naočare da biste bolje videli.
You need often a new perspective.
I treba vam nova perspektiva.
It's so important.
Dakle, jako je važno.
I want to give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
Once I gave a lecture in Cologne where many, many people were there, and in the back of the room two people just spoke throughout the lecture.
I jedan sam dao u lekciju u Kelnu i onda su dva čoveka koji su bila skroz pozadi konstantno pričali.
Normally you say then, well, would you mind to talk outside of the hall, then you can talk much louder and you won't disturb everyone.
I normalno želite da kažete, možda možete da pričate van sale, slobodno mnogo glasnije i onda nećete nikoga uznemiravati.
And usually they would just go out, but it was a situation where I couldn't say this because people would feel offended.
I onda bi oni izašli, ali bila je takva situacija da ja to nisam mogao da kažem jer bi se oni uvredili.
So I must tell you honestly, I felt, why are they so impolite? I feel so strongly about the importance of the subject matter, but why do they disturb all the people and me? This is a very uncultured.
Dakle, ja sam se pitao, zašto su oni tako neuljudni kada toliko želim da naglasim moje poente, oni su tako nekulturni.
And at the end, of the lecture, I decided, I went out, I had to, meet some people outside, and then I came through the exit, and all of a sudden there were these two people.
Dakle, ja sam onda izašao posle lekcije napolje, pričao sam sa nekim ljudima i onda su naišli ta dva čovjeka.
I just thought, they now are going to say something foolish.
I rekao sam im sad, idem da im kažem nešto.
I will really say something which they will never forget in their lives.
I stvarno ću im reći nešto što neće nikad zaboraviti u životu.
And so this one man came to me, oh Maharaj, that was a very good lecture.
I onda mi je došao jedan od njih i rekao, o Maharaj, bila je jako dobra lekcija.
I brought my friend from Ireland.
Doveo sam prijatelja iz Irske.
And he also liked it.
A njemu se isto svidjelo.
It was the first time he came to Krishna in contact with Krishna consciousness.
On je sad prvi put došao u kontakt sa Svetošnjim Krishna.
He liked it despite my lousy translation.
I on je to voleo bez obzira na moje nevešto prevođenje.
And immediately my whole perspective changed.
I onda se moja cijela perspektiva promijenila.
I thought, I almost wanted to embrace the person.
Skoro da sam ih zagrlio.
Finally someone thinks my lectures are worthwhile to listen to.
Konačno neko smatra da su moje lekcije vredne slušati.
And my false ego was going up, And I was totally happy with the person.
I bio sam jako sretan sa tim osobom.
Do you see? New glasses.
Vidite, nove naočare.
New perspective.
Nova perspektiva.
So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur advises us that we should direct our minds to the Shastra, to the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we will see things differently.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da mi treba svoj um da usmjerimo ka Shastrama, ka Bhagavad Gita i Bhagavatamu, i onda ćemo stvari vidjeti drugčije.
I want to give you another example from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life.
I želim da dam jedan primjer iz života Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
He gave lectures and there was always this person who totally disturbed the lecture by shouting, this is all nonsense what he says. To everyone.
I onda, dok je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati dao lekciju, jedan čovjek je konstantno ustao i vikao, to je sve glupost pred svima.
The disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they saw this man is following our spiritual master around just to disturb him. We will just carry him out of the lecture next time this happens.
I onda su učenici pomislili, ovaj samo konstantno uznemirava naše duhovne učitelja, jednostavno sljedeći put ćemo ga samo izbaciti napolje.
Finally this man died a natural death.
I konačno je taj čovjek umro prirodnom smrću.
And you know Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's reaction? He was crying.
A da znate samo reakciju Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, on je plakao.
This man was my friend.
Taj čovjek je bio moj prijatelj.
He took care of me.
On se brinuo o meni.
Spiritually.
Duhovno.
That I would not become, impressed by my skills of talking.
Da ja ne bi bio opčinjen veštinama mog govora.
Different perspective to the same situation.
Druga perspektiva na istu situaciju.
Sometimes we are sad in our lives.
Neki put smo tužni u našim životima.
Sometimes we think there are people who just want to hurt me.
Ponekad pomislimo i postoje ljudi koji samo žele da me povrede.
But if we learn to develop a spiritual vision, we might see the same thing in a totally different way.
Ali ako želimo da razvijemo duhovnu viziju, možemo vidjeti tu istu stvar na potpuno drugačiji način.
And actually benefit from the same situation which before used to discourage us.
I onda imamo dobrobit od iste situacije koje je pre samo nas obeshrabrivalo.
The fourth method to control the mind is a little esoteric.
Četvrti metod kontrolisanja uma je malo ezoterično.
You can pray to Aniruddha.
Možete se moliti Anirudhi.
It's a name of Krishna who particularly is in charge of controlling the mind of the restless conditioned soul.
To je ekspanzija Krishna koja je zadužena posebno za kontrolisanje uma.
If you have too little information about Aniruddha so that you can't really pray to him, you can also pray to Krishna. It does the same.
Dakle, dobro, ako nemate baš puno informaciju o Anirudhi, onda možete se moliti i Krishni i učinak je isti.
The fifth process is very similar. It is to think of Krishna.
peti proces je jako jednostavan, misliti o Krišni.
The law, he is described to be the lord of psychic actions.
On je opisan kao gospodar psihičkih delovanja.
Yes, this is one name of Krishna. You know, sometimes in the mind some darkness comes up, but Krishna is like the sun, and then there is the Krishna sun. All the darkness to go.
Dakle, neki put se pojavi tama u našem umu, ali Krishna je kao sunce i on to može da odagne.
Yes. You can think of Krishna, or just ask Krishna, please Krishna, my mind is again so restless. Please allow me to fix it on your lotus feet or your divine personality.
Možete se moliti, o Krishna, moj um je ponovo tako nemiran, molim te pomozi mi da ga usredsredim na tvoja lotusova stopala.
Yes. This is what you can do when your mind is getting just restless.
To možete učiniti kada vaš um postane nemiran.
Arjuna, hears from Krishna the yoga system to control the mind, and at the end he is prostrated.
Arjuna sluša od Krishne proces kontrolisanja uma iz joge i na kraju on je skroz frustriran.
He says to Krishna, my dear Lord, this process appears to be more difficult to me than controlling the raging wind. The controlling the mind appears more difficult to me than controlling a hurricane.
I ona kaže, dragi moj Krishna, ali kontrolisati um je mnogo, mnogo teže čak nego kontrolisati vetar.
Yes. We don't know here in Serbia, but in some parts of America there are hurricanes and they break every house and everything into pieces.
Mi ovde ne znamo u Srbiji, ali u Americi postoje ti uragani koji sve živo smrve i unište.
Yes, or in Bangladesh, you might have heard a few years ago there was this hurricane. They give them names, John or Walter, you know, and he damaged even our temples very severely.
U Bangladešu možda ste čuli, bilo je pre nekoliko godina jedan jak uragan i oni su čak davali imena tim uraganima, John and Walter.
What can you do when you stand with your two arms, you know? don't pass here. You will just go over you.
Šta biste sam uradili u toj situaciji?
Arjuna says, this is how my mind is.
Dakle, Arjuna rekao, takav je moj um.
5,000 years ago he said this.
On je to rekao pred 5,000 godina.
What would you say about your mind is Giridhar?
Sad bi sad rekli um.
You would maybe say like 10 tornadoes.
Ti bi rekao možda kao 10 tornadoes.
If Arjuna, you know. So, how does Krishna respond to this?
Ali kako Krishna odgovara na to?
He says, Dara, that's possible, that's true.
Da, on kaže, to je istina.
But then he says, by constant practice,
ali rekao je, konstantnom praksom,
and by detachment, it's possible.
I odvojenošću, moguće.
Now this little word, detachment, is very important.
Ta reč, odvojenost, nevezanost, je jako važna.
If you live a life where you just fulfill all the desires which come into your mind.
Ako živite životom gde ispunjavate sve želje koje se javljaju u vašem umu.
It will be not possible for you to control your mind.
Onda neće biti moguće za vas da kontrolišete svoje.
You must learn to say no to some of these desires which you can understand are not helpful for you.
Morate reći ne nekim željama koje neće biti vama od pomoći.
I will tell you a secret about material desires which could change your whole life if you know it.
Reći ću vam tajno materijalnim željama koje vam mogu izmeniti čitav život ako vi to želite.
The material desires, they have a lie. They actually speak a lie. The lie is, fulfill me and I will be peaceful and happy.
Materijalne želje imaju tu laž, znači ispuni me i onda ćeš biti srećan.
That's their promise.
To je njihovo obećanje.
Medjutim, the fact looks differently.
Ali činjenica je drugčija.
When you fulfill a desire, then after it he comes back and he is double as strong.
A Kada ispunite tu želju, onda posle ona je duplo jača.
In Vedic psychology, they say that each, when you fulfill a material desire, a sanskara or impression is created, which yearns for new fulfillment.
Znači, u vedskoj psihologiji je objašnjeno da se razvija, znači, ta sanskara, utisak, koja zapravo prerasta u želju za novim ispunjenjem.
The desires of the mind, you can compare them, they are like fire, and the more you feed a fire, the more it needs and it can eat.
Dakle, te želje su kao vatra i što više dolivate ulje na vatru, znači onda vatra još više treba, još uvek ima.
Today you have this desire and you fulfill it.
Dakle, danas imate jednu želju, ispunite.
Then after some time you will want to have, let us say, you have the desire to have a good car.
Na primjer, imate želju da imate dobra kola.
And then you have a Volvo.
Imate Volvo.
Or Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Sastava, maybe.
Zastava, možda.
And then you want a better sastava.
Ja, želite bolju zastavu.
Maybe there's only one type of sastava, or a few types. Yeah. So you want a better, you want a better car, and then you want a house.
I onda želite bolja kola ili kuću.
And you then you have some a sexual relationship.
Ili imate jednom seksualni odnos.
And then you can be sure you want to have it again and again.
Ali onda niste sigurni, onda bi htjeli da ga imate opet.
You are no longer satisfied with this one person.
I niste zadovoljni opet sa tom jednom osobom.
You look to other possibilities.
Gledate na druge mogućnosti.
In theory, you could at one stage own the whole world.
U teoriji, na jednom stupnju vi želite ceo svet.
But then the fire of desire is by that time already so strong, it will burn up the world and you want the universe.
Aha. I onda na tom nivou, znači, već imaćete ceo svet i onda ćete želiti univerzum.
When you pour spirit in the fire, it becomes stronger and wants more.
Znači, kad stavite spiritus u vatru, onda će postati još jače.
Do you understand this secret?
Da li shvatate tu tajnu?
It's not really often discussed so bluntly and so openly.
Ne diskutuje se tome jako otvoreno, puno često.
So therefore it's really the best if you just have like a simple lifestyle.
Dakle, mnogo je bolje ako imate jednostavan život.
That you take exactly what you need for your service.
Uzimate samo ono što vam treba za službu.
And then be careful about more things.
I budete oprezni u vezi sa drugim stvarima.
Just take what you need.
Uzmite šta vam treba.
Because that is what is all right. That is what Krishna has set apart for all of us.
Dakle, to je ono što nam je Krishna dodelio.
Once there was a very simple brahmana.
Jednom je bio jedan jako jednostavni brahmana.
And he had a few disciples whom he, or pupils, I think you would better say, of whom he taught every day.
I imao je nekoliko učenika koje poučavao svaki dan.
He would eat a little rice.
On bi jeo malo pirinča.
And then he had a tree before his house. I think it had tamarind leaves, and he would cook the leaves and pour it over the rice. It was good for digestion. And just ate that.
I pored njegove kolibe bilo je na drvo, to je bilo vjerojatno tamarind. I onda je uzimao listove tog drveta i stavljao u pirinač i to je bilo dobro za varenje.
He was a very learned person, and then he, you know, the king wanted to have him at his court and offered a lot of money for him.
I on je bio jako učena osoba, toliko da je čak i kralj želeo da ga ima na dvoru i da mu ponudi puno novca za to.
But he said, no, it's all right. I only need this much and I have this much. I'm well taken care of. I don't want to be with all this wealth and so on. It will just bring out more and more desires.
I onda on rekao, ali ne, hvala, stvarno mi ne treba. Ne želim da uzimam više od ovoga što mi je potrebno, jer će to samo kod mene prouzrokovati još više i više želje.
Više. So please know the secret about the mind.
Dakle, znajte ovu tajnu uma.
I hope that now you have you feel enthusiastic.
Nadam se da se sad osjećate entuzijastično.
If not, no problem.
Ako ne, nema problema.
This is only the first lesson of the seminar.
Ovo je tek prvi čas seminara.
We will talk tomorrow about a very, very nice, this is maybe one of the highlights. You know, we all know that to control the mind we can use a mantra.
Sutra ćemo govoriti o tome. Vi sigurno znate da za kontrolisanje uma može se koristiti mantra.
Man means tra, means mind, and tra means to liberate it.
Znači, ma znači um, a tra znači osloboditi, izbaviti.
And tomorrow, but sometimes it happens that when we use mantras, there are also obstacles, and I will talk on how to overcome them.
Ali također kada koristimo mantre, mogu isto da se pojave prepreke, ja ću govoriti o tome kako da se savladaju.
After this lesson, I think your whole chanting japa will be reformed 100%.
I posle te lekcije uveren sam da će vaše mantranje biće mnogo, mnogo bolje, za 100% više.
And then I will talk about philosophical doubts, how to deal with them.
I onda ću govoriti o filozofskim sumnjama, kako da se ophodimo s njima.
Let me say, and how to deal with desires for illicit sex.
Kako da se ophodimo sa željama za nezakonitim seksom.
Yes. We will talk about everything.
Mi ćemo o svemu da pričamo.
And at the end I will give a lecture called The Spiritual Warrior.
I onda ćemo dati na kraju lekciju Duhovni ratnik.
And at the end of that lecture you will all be Chesti Bhaktas.
I posle ove lekcije svi ćete biti čisti bhakti.
Hare Krishna. I'm always very enthusiastic and optimistic, as you see. But no, you will get much help in your spiritual life.
Ali ovo će vam definitivno pomoći u duhovnom životu.
Yes. So I will end here. Do you have any questions so far?
Da li imate neka pitanja?
Please try to ask your questions on this subject matter which we have discussed.
Probajte, molim vas, da postavljate pitanja u vezi sa ovom temom. Mesh is also removing the obstacles for the devotees, and is it also good to actually pray to him, or it's enough just for Krishna?
Ganesh is worshipped as, yes, as someone who removes the obstacles in devotional service, but it is explained in the Brahma Samhita that he gets the strength to do this from the lotus feet of Govinda, which he holds always on his this elephant head.
Dakle, rečeno je u Brahma Samhiti da Ganesh, on jeste da otklanja prepreke u predanom služenju, ali i snaga da to uradi dobio od lotosovih stopala Govinde, koje su uvek smeštene na njegovoj glavi.
Yeah. So you can definitely go directly to Govinda.
Dakle, definitivno možeš ići direktno Govindi.
Medyutam, in our tradition we pray for protection to another form of the Lord, that is Nrsimhadev.
Ali mi za zaštitu se molimo drugom obliku gospodina, to je Nrsimhadev.
Sometimes devotees think that you pray to Lord Nrsimhadev mostly because you want physical protection.
Poneki put bhakte se mole i Nrsimhadevu i žele u stvari fizičku zaštitu.
But no, most really we in our tradition pray to him to guard us from material desires.
Ali zapravo tradicija da se molimo Nrsimhadevu od da nas zaštiti od tih materijalnih želja.
Nrsimhadev for us is the protector of bhakti.
Za nas je Nrsimhadev zaštitnik bhakti.
But he also takes care of physical protection, like we have discussed yesterday in this wonderful it's not a story, it's a wonderful event.
Da o tome da mislim kada nas isto i fizički štiti smo diskutovali juče.
Jaya Natsaya Natsaya. Yes.
Той природа. Dakle, neki put bhakti tokom dugo, dugo vremena u svjesnosti Krišne stili još uvijek imaju taj, da padaju na taj mentalni nivo.
Ja. This happens when we are in the material world.
To se dešava kad smo u materijalnom svijetu.
This world is described to be an ocean of emotions.
Rečeno je da je ovo stvari okean emocija.
And it's just an mental atmosphere.
To je jednostavno mentalna atmosfera.
So that you get these impressions in the mind is totally natural.
I onda ti utisci u umu su totalno prirodni.
You must take care that you keep purifying the mind by the processes which we have discussed and others also.
Ti treba da gledaš da konstantno pročišćavaš svoj um tim procesom i svim onim što smo nabrali.
Look at that table, Nandalal. You don't just purify it or wipe it one time. You have to do it maybe, I don't know, not a good cleaner, maybe four times, what would you say, two times a week maybe?
Pogledaj recimo ovaj sto, nije dovoljno samo jedan da ga obriš, nego trebalo bi bar dva put, ne.
And then, you can be guaranteed if you are not careful, you don't clean it properly.
I onda garantujem ti da ako nisi pažljiv, nećeš ga pažljivo očistiti. Zašto se smije?
Si?
Jer vidite.
Dirt.
Prljaštine.
This is how it is in the mind. If you are not really careful, this will happen.
Tako je isto i sumo. Ako niste pažljivi, ovo se dešava.
I hope the temple cleaner won't get a heart attack, you know, that natural it does have.
Nadamo se da hramskog čistača neće da strefi infarkt posle ovoga.
But it proves the point. You have to. Ali, this is a dusty atmosphere.
Ali to dokazuje našu poentu da je to zapravo prašnjava atmosfera.
The dust goes in all, you know, the fine places, you know.
Prašina uvek ide po tim skrovitim mestašcima.
I can find a lot of dirt, you know.
Ja mogu da rađem puno prljošte.
This is how we are, when we are in our spiritual life and we become a